and welcome to Hanalyze This. I am one of two Hannahs, Hannah Hart.
And I'm Hannah Gelb.
And today, on this very special episode of Hanalyze This, I am going to begin it by reciting a quote to both you, Hannah, and our earbuds. And the quote is as follows. It is by Schmilliam Shakespeare, and it says, "This royal throne, this sceptered isle, this earth of majesty, this seat of Mars, this other Eden, demi-paradise, this blessed plot, this earth, this realm, this podcast." Yes, you are listening to Hanalyze This, a self-help podcast that just can't help itself. And today we are talking about the future, nay, the present. And we're going to talk about it right now. Enjoy! I mean, that was pretty good, right?
Dude, you got me there. I did.
I know, I got you good, right? A little bit good, a lot of it good. Hello, my buddy.
Hello, my buddy.
Hello, my pal, Hannah Gelb. I don't even know if the earbuds know. Do the earbuds know? They don't know.
I don't think the earbuds know.
The earbuds don't know.
I'm scared.
Well, listen. How do I put this? It's your right. It's your choice. Okay? Your body, your choice. And look, I know a lot of people weren't expecting this. And I honestly, when you first told me, I didn't think it was true. Like,
it's a lot. I'm probably the last person.
You're the last person I thought would make such a really powerful decision. I mean, you've changed the course of your life with this choice. So, I mean,
yeah.
Do you want to tell them?
Because
they're gonna know.
Yeah.
They'll find out.
I mean, it's going to be pretty obvious.
It's going to be pretty obvious. Pretty soon. Pretty soon.
I sent in my resignation notice to my job.
Oh, oh!
And there's more to that story, but that's the first part.
Hannah Gelb giving birth to new life of her own.
Gosh, you guys, I tell you, the committee.
The people in your head?
Honestly, I don't even think
the conference of Hannah's?
The conference of Hannah's. I don't think they were It was literally like if I'm going to continue to survive, and I know that sounds very dramatic, but literally like live, then
you had to hijack your life.
I had to hijack the controls, yeah, from my...
I know, dude, those ghosts are the ghosts we fight here in our good work of Hanalyze This. Tell
yeah,
you what,
man. I was
man, if you love this podcast, you are mentally ill.
Yeah, you are.
Woohoo! Yeah, woohoo! And we're gonna make it the best place you could possibly be here in this life. But I will. I will take the reins as per our dynamic. We have to deep. We are about to deep dive into this really crucial, very important topic. But before we do, let's talk about me.
Like what it's been like to be the friend of this person.
You know. I'm really proud of myself because I've really achieved a new place, which is called, if you're so angry, it's probably you, Hannah. And that looks like this. Today, I got so mad. So mad. My body was angry. And then I was like, I don't think I'm angry about anything. So I think this is just in me. And I was able to say to Ella, I was like, babe, I think I just need to sit quietly for like a second.
That is, it seriously is like the most monumental I would like put a star on the calendar today, or like, I don't know, something.
I agree. Dude, I totally agree. I totally agree.
Huge.
And like,
that's
when you
the
said,
work. Like,
that's
work.
The work.
Well, you know? This kind of built, because so what I.
You see me waggling my eyebrows?
Yes, I do.
Because it kind of directly relates into what we are here to talk about today, which is truly a triumph, not for me, not for you, but for all of us.
For the deeply world, hopefully.
It is a game changer, as a life has changed, and we are about to hear about the moment that you were given to choose. And you know what you chose, Hannah? You chose you. Yeah, point at yourself, that's right. And we're gonna hear all about Hannah Gelb choosing herself right after this.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Hannah, where would you like to start?
I kind of want to start a little bit at the end, but then I want to move to the front. If that's okay.
Oh yeah, man. You know what? As somebody who's like not actively angry, I have so much space for this, and I'm not going to rush you.
Oh, thank you so much, my friend. It is appreciated.
Hey, it's cool. I took care of me today, so now I got space.
Yay. You were talking about tracking moods and how it wasn't helpful until you knew how to take care of your moods and yourself.
Yeah, because it was like, oh, look at me. A crazy person.
Right.
Not helpful.
Yeah, not helpful. I feel like there's so much stuff like that in the self-help world. But.
Dude, that's why we're the self-help podcast that just can't help itself. Because we're here to rip the veil off the self-help world. Dude, self-help books sucks. Like, I read self-help books and I'm like, I hate you.
Oh my God, dude. I actually. Do you remember this book called, like, the. It was like the strategies or like the
highly effective something, something.
No, or
habits,
like the
people.
It was
one?
Like the something. And it was literally like, okay, so
the secret?
So fucking easy. No, it was like, or the tools.
Never heard of it.
It was like, oh, hey, are you really afraid? Well, here's a drawing, literally, of a line and a stick figure. Go through it. There you go. I cured you. You're done. Okay. Anyways, all to say, quitting my job, it really made me check in with, how I can make things so black and white that, I mean, I have to check up on my tendency to do that. Like, all day, every day. It's annoying as fuck. Because I just... Oh. It's just a big habit. And I think... I take things... I can take criticism so personally and so far and so deep into myself. Which is not useful in most situations. So... Mm. So, quitting this job... helped me to see that I was really operating in a different reality than the people at my job, because the reaction was so surprising. And like, of course, yeah, they've been pretty shitty. But their reactions to me quitting just did not line up at all with what I thought was happening.
What you were perceiving.
What I was like, okay, these people hate me. They want me to leave. I mean, I told people like, oh yeah, they just didn't give me any notice. I just had to go back to the office full time starting tomorrow. So many people said, oh, they just want you to leave. So I fucking, after getting to a point where my entire life narrowed down to, I need to leave. I can't. I need to leave. But what about this? And like, I was like imploding. I was so depressed. I could not remember joy or feeling good or excited about anything. I was just like, life is a meaningless, horrible trudge. And there's no way to win. The odds are too much. And then I was like, okay, I have to quit so that I do not feel this way anymore. And that's hard to say because it sounds... How could a job make me feel that way? But here we are. And I feel kind of bad because I did write my healthcare provider a letter. And I was like, you have to give me a note that says I can go on leave because I literally wish I was dead. And then I sent in this resignation notice and I was like, never mind, I'm good. And they've been calling me and I'm like too embarrassed to pick up the phone. Anyways, but that's their job.
The phone. The other person on the other side, literally... Just pick up the phone. They're like, are you dead? Be like, I'm working on it. Just make sure to give me all the things I need. And don't put this in my record. Hannah, did you think it was going to happen that day? We, the earbud, are small. By the way, if you're listening to this podcast, you're a part of a small community. And if you wanted to like literally hit the share button or do anything to tell anyone in your life that we have a podcast,
yes,
go for it.
Indeed. Please tell your friends. Tell your friends. So, Hannah Gill.
If you don't have any friends, that's cool.
More
don't worry
job.
About it. Yeah, that's right.
You can
and
just
you know what?
Say it to the,
if you've already
the air. Yeah. That's
say it
hell.
To the air.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Those
yeah.
sound waves travel, man.
Hell yeah. Okay, so for all of us here on this journey together, did you wake up knowing that that was going to be the day? Like, set the scene. Talk about that morning.
Oh, my
like,
God. Well, yes. I have to go back.
Give me
even.
The chronological fantasy I so desire.
I have to go back even a little bit because leading up to that, it was the Tuesday. Not the Tuesday before Thanksgiving. The Tuesday previous to that. Really important detail.
You know what? Whatever, man. I'm here with you. Tracks.
And
got it.
Thanks,
two
buddy.
Tuesdays. That morning.
I was...
Think?
Yeah. You know, I think I did know that morning because I did. It had been like every day.
Was this hot somehow, like kind of kinky. I don't know. Sorry. It's like a love confession. I'm sorry. But like that's immediately like when you said, I think I did know that morning. I felt like I was watching the episode where my two favorite characters get together.
Oh,
that's
my
the feeling
gosh.
It gave me.
That's so wonderful.
Like where you're watching an episode and you're like, is this the episode where it happens?
I think I just, I, like, leading up to that Tuesday, I was just, I mean, I could not enjoy the weekends. All I could think about was another week is coming and I have to be at this job my whole life. I was like, oh, I need to get a new therapist. I need to talk to a therapist about all this and ask them what I need to do. I need to write to Heather Havrileski and write her a huge long letter and tell her, have her tell me what to do. And I need to talk to connect with my old therapist and tell them what's going on. And I just realized like I was just looking for someone to give me permission to quit. And it felt, I could tell. And I was like trying to like
you could smell your own bullshit.
I could smell my own bullshit, and I could like
That's crass, but like,
yeah,
like you'd healed enough that you could smell it. You know what I mean?
Well, it's just the way it felt was that's overly complicated and hard, and I don't want to do it. And it's like that's all the notification you need. Like if you're like I am not motivated to fucking, it doesn't feel good. I was like, okay, that's. I already fucking know what I need to do. And Sorry, I lost my train of thought.
Because I said the word bullshit and smell. It's distracting. That's a very crass example. What I meant to say is, like, identify.
I could tell that was
your,
like,
own self-protective but maladaptive mechanisms.
Mm-hmm. Or
warriors who were no longer welcome at this fight. Yeah. Is that better than smell your own bullshit?
I think it's even more like, it just didn't feel true. It just did not feel true. You know?
One more analogy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you were painting a flower and you thought, I'm really close to finishing this flower, but I haven't added any black or white. But I'm pretty sure I just need, like, a couple more shades. But I have to add black or white, and I can't see how to add it. So I'll just keep this thing undone.
Mm, yeah. Or it's like...
unnecessary... You know what I mean? Like, maybe it just doesn't require the approval of your old therapist or your newest... like, you know what I mean? I guess that's the...
Well, it was really just... That was just, like, a distraction to be, like... To postpone the inevitable.
Finishing it.
Yeah. To just be, like... Yeah, it's like saying, like, I know how to finish this flower, and it's going to be hard, but I'm going to do the easier thing, and that's going to feel sick inside me, because I know that I chose to do the simple, easier thing.
Well, is it simple to let something end?
Well, not simple, yeah. I mean, to...
Direct?
The more comfortable... Even though I'm, like, dying inside, the safe thing.
Which would have been
just
approval?
To just not do anything.
Like, not which make... is fueled by the excuses. I see. So it's like, I'm going to not do anything because I can't finish it yet because XYZ. As opposed to confronting... The more difficult thing, which would be to finish it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I am so excited to hear about what happens next when you quit your job. Right after this.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Okay, where are we in the story?
You woke up that morning.
Okay, this is where I was. I was like, I started an email to my old therapist like 5 times in drafts. I looked up a therapist through some local
thing. So it was
thing.
Like the confrontation of another week. It was just like, here we go. It's November. Another week is coming.
Well, this I'm saying like this is what my resistance to truth was throwing at me. It was like, well, have you thought about, like, you need to do this, you need to reach out to this, you need to reach out to the university therapy, you need to, like, request a medical leave, and, like, that felt, and, like, maybe be on disability, because my work sent me an email that was like, you take too much sick time, and you're not allowed to work from home anymore, unless you have a doctor's note. And I was like, okay. So I was like, oh, I have to like figure out like disability and what that means. And then like that felt shitty. I was like, no, I just need to leave. And it's like every time that came up, I felt like sparkly energy and light and good. And it was like, how many times do I have to see that was the case before just being like, okay.
217. Oh, sorry. How many? I don't know.
About 200. That's like a pretty conservative estimate. I would say maybe like, you know, and it's weird I'm kind of proud of myself for how, not for any good reason, for how I'm like, holy shit, if the apocalypse happens, if there's a second Holocaust, I can survive. For some reason, I will force myself to be miserable and just stay in miserable situations and then tell myself how shitty I mean, that is hell. That is hell. I'm like, I can survive anything. Like, literally anything. Like, there's nothing.
It is one of the, yeah, no. Okay. So, I want to talk about the sparkly feeling.
Hmm.
Because I think people have a hard time identifying what lightness feels like. Like what instinct, intuition, relief is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So when you thought to yourself, I could quit my job today, and you felt...
It felt like a wind rising. You know what I mean? It felt like the sun coming up.
Kind of like when you're in like an abusive relationship and you're like, I could leave them. Or like when you're in a bad, toxic relationship and you're like, I don't have to do this. I could leave them. I could leave them. And then you feel that like weight off of your back. And then you're like, ha ha, no.
Yes, because you know what that
Stay
is?
Stay here that. Forever. Prior commitment, wasted energy.
Because
you're like, of course, dark voice. I'll listen to you.
Because when you're
not that wind feeling, that lightness, that potential, the opening the door of possibility and forgiveness,
mm-hmm.
allowance.
Because when you're staying in the shitty relationship, you are not accepting the truth, which is that relationship is shitty and it will never be good to you. So when
That's
you
so sad.
Like, so when you let yeah. go, there's like grief, but there's also grief's ghostly cousin, relief. Which
oh,
I
God,
stole
yeah.
from Lev Grossman. I did not make up that phrase. That's from The Magicians. But
good, because I disagree with it. I don't think it's relief. I think that grief is ghostly cousin is acceptance, not relief. But like with acceptance comes relief.
That's
right?
that's so what I like, mean. With accepting the situation. So it's like, okay, so all of this fucking misery.
Yeah,
misery.
So grief is heavy and it can make you be like, just kidding. I will dedicate my life to this reality working, even though deep in my core, I know it doesn't.
Right.
People do.
Into their graves, my friend. But okay, so I had like...
So how'd you free yourself from the grave, Hanny? I will say, I guess I'm like giddy. I feel like it's New Year's, dude. Like I selfishly.
I wish we could
like,
cheers.
I know, dude. Cheers.
Well, dude, we will be with the cheers. Wait. Okay, let me talk for like 2 minutes. Okay. So. It's such a strange, weird. So I spent like 5 years at this job being so unhappy and like wrestling with these questions over and over again and never accepting. I mean, this is simplified. It's all so complicated, but like not accepting the truth of the job and the truth of myself, like over and over, over and over for years. I said, Hannah, you're just a baby princess. You think the world should be a magical, fun place. It's not. You have to, like, if you can't be happy at this job, you can't be happy anywhere. You'll just never, like, I don't know where this fucking shit's coming from, okay? And, like, finally, so it's like, I was so, it's like it finally just started to, like, seep in after it took all this fucking time to be like, you know, you probably didn't like any of your jobs because they were very boring and most people wouldn't like them. And it doesn't even actually mean anything about you. In fact, you can be bad at this job and it also doesn't mean anything about you. And the world is a big place. And like, there are there is so much out there that it's not this job. And it's like, I was so incredibly miserable for like so much of this year. I feel like weirdly I had like a super, like I got like a Super Mario mushroom of like growth kind of, because I feel like I came to like a lot of realizations about just about myself, I guess. So, and like I had written a draft to quit, and it had been in my drafts for so long, and then I was finally like, I am doing this. I'm doing this. Every time I think about sending it, I feel like my inner self expands with joy. I'm gonna follow that fucking feeling. Like, I'm so tired of being like, nope, you gotta do the safe thing. Like, okay, for once in my goddamn fucking life, I am going to follow that goddamn fucking feeling. So, I send in my resignation at like 8 in the morning. And I'm like, all right. It was so unreal. And I was like, I guess I'll get an email back that says like, oh, okay, thanks for letting us know. Yeah.
We hate you too. Right?
My supervisor calls me and is like, I'm so sorry to hear that. Have you considered working part-time? And that way you can keep your benefits. And I was like, I did not know that was an option. And I also did not know that working 50% would let me keep my benefits. It was like, my supervisor is like taking on this weird, not appropriate, but still kind of kind, like, mother role, where she was like, because they were like, wait, you don't have a job lined up? You're not leaving for a job? And I was like, no, I'm ready to walk away with no income and no health and like no benefits, because that is how important my fucking life is. So then they offer me a part-time job, and then I got an email that was like, Hannah, you've been recognized to receive a star award for excellence in like something or other. And I was like, what the fuck? Like,
what?
So I'm like, okay, when I quit, I'm going to be like, you guys have very confusing messaging. Because then I also talked to my supervisor, and she was like, did something like happen? And I was like, did something happen? How about you told me?
I hate this job.
How about you told me I have to come in every single day, even though every single person in this department gets to work at home 2 days a week. I have to come in at 7 with less than 24 hours notice starting tomorrow. And then also, you can't take any sick. You take too much sick time, and you don't get to work from home unless you have a doctor's note. Did anything happen? Like, what are you? What? Am I? I feel like I'm taking crazy pills. Like, what the fuck? But again, going back to, it really made me realize, like, I was living in a world, I was creating a not true picture of myself in my head. I was like, everyone here hates me. I am like single-handedly destroying this. Like all this depressive.
You took the whole university down.
Right. Like very self-important. Like, I'm so bad that I'm
overly responsible. Like.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Totally. And then
you are important.
And my supervisor literally said to me, like, you know, you're so nice to work with. And I was like, I was not aware. Like, I literally thought I was doing a terrible job every day and just doing everything wrong. And then, okay. The fucking moral of the story here, kids, is complain, quit your job, come in with that big fucking dick energy, excuse my language, because that is what everyone responds to. Like, quiet doggedness will get you nowhere. You need to be like, I don't like this. Bye. And then people are like, what? Why you leave? Like, so.
Don't you love us the way we love you?
Oh my God.
Hannah Gelb.
And then, of course, like, this horrible, 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 horrible suffocating depression was literally, like, dried up a day later. And I can actually see, like, the nuance in this. Like, I can see how, like, I am. People are lucky to work with me.
Yeah,
and for so long, I was like, no one, you're unorganized. You're like, you can't fall. You're just like so much fucking garbage. Like, I really thought that was all that was there.
I told myself I was ugly today. No, no, I'm not trying to co-opt. I'm just saying, like, this is the not, I'm right. Adorable. I'm so fucking cute. But like, I'm telling you, like, this is a like, no, no, no. We, it is a result of a structure meant to confine you, man.
Right.
Like, you should be so grateful to have some job you hate.
And why would I? Is it like, for me, it raises like, a question. Like, why would I trust all these people more than myself? Like, that must have been a learned something.
That's a learned instinct. Yeah.
So fuck. Oh my God. And like, when all the resistance was happening, it was like, oh, well, you're not ready to get another
wait,
job.
Wait. Internal or external?
Like, both. Like, when I was like, oh, I need to find a therapist.
When they were like, Hannah, you're a joy to work with. And that, so external was like, Hannah, you're a joy to work with for the first time we're ever going to say this. And then your internal was like, see?
Oh, no, no, no. I was saying like,
like, resistance-wise.
Well, actually, so I'm kind of time-jumping again. I'm going back to when I was still in the, like, frozen phase. Because I was telling myself, well, you're too traumatized. You have too much unhealed trauma. You can't find a job you like. You're not ready to have a job that you actually like. Because you'll fuck it all up because you're so traumatized. You can't love anybody. You don't know how to have relationships with anyone. You're like a total, like, just like bonkers stuff.
The narrative.
That was the narrative. Like, this is why you can't, you have to stay in this job. Or, yeah. So, to conclude.
The resistance.
Starting this coming week, today is Sunday when this podcast is released. I will have Monday and Tuesday off, and then I will work Wednesday and Thursday and a half day Friday. Why did I give these people so much power? So much power over me, over my opinion of myself. Like, I gave them that power. They didn't have it. They never had it. You know? So that's something I need to, like, just carry with me and, like,
An American man. Like, what do you mean? Why did
like, well, we all do that. That's called a Tuesday.
Yeah. So when they responded, my only question, how did the internal resistance of you can't, you don't deserve. You're not worth. When they were like, but you're a joy to work with. Did you feel like it fed that resistance? Like, see, Hannah, everybody loves you. Or were you like, these people are fucking crazy. Like, you know what I mean? The difference? Like, well, how did that feel?
It actually felt like a little bit of a reality check, because I know that I can literally, I mean, like, even today, I think I got an email that was like, oh, hey, can you remember to do this thing? And like, my brain's like, this person hates you. Like, just like, it just goes there. It's like, that's what it wants to do. It's like that super rejection, like, cannot handle negative, like, it just,
I'm pretty sure Ella hated me today when I looked inside of her closet in our house. But I was like, no, maybe Ella doesn't hate me. Maybe this is just how I'm feeling right now.
Right? But like, probably not.
But like, how was it? Maybe. But like, so it, but
felt,
so...
it felt like a good, I mean, it kind of felt like a, like, so it felt like a reality check, and it felt like light and color and like water, like rushing in to like a horrible black and white compressed space. Like,
did you feel like more able to leave? Knowing that they were like, what? You're fine, man. We're like, I am fine. I hate this job. Like, because I guess that, like, when people are like, Hannah Hart, no, I'm automatically like, see, Hannah Hart, you have to stay.
Oh, right. Well,
they
that
need you.
Probably that came like, up a little so that, bit.
Yeah, but a little I bit, do, but you were like, ha, 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 fuck these people. Oh, my God. I've spent 5 years of a podcast, 4 years of a podcast being like, no, you know what I got to do. I got to leave this fucking job. It sucks.
Dude, no, it did make me feel empowered, I have to say. It made me feel much more powerful and, like, much more.
That's cool.
Yeah, much more like.
Dude, that's cool. I think that's, like, a real marker, dude. Like, take that in, that someone's expression of gratitude and need. Because I have, like, maybe it's an attachment thing, but, like, I have the inverse response when someone's like, Hannah, how about we love you? I'm always like, see, you love me, and that's why you're wrong. Oh. Like, that's my gut reaction, mm-hmm. is that it reinforces the opposite, but I also understand. But, like, yeah, so, like, I'm glad that both you were able to make the necessary decision for your well-being and appreciate the fact that you were appreciated to have to allow that in.
That's a really beautiful way to put it, buddy. That's yeah. And yeah. So, and that was such a lovely change from everything that had been going on. But it really made me realize how, to what extent I had been limiting myself, which is hard. 'Cause that's like kind of something you have to grieve a little bit, but I'm trying to think of a way to say this that doesn't make me sound like a huge asshole.
What are you going to say? Like, fuck women? No. You'd be like, I hate gays.
No. Well, dash I guess Hannah I was... I mean, I just honestly... I think that... Even though, like, relatively speaking, I can feel very behind sometimes. Because I'm like, okay, I'm 36. I'm not even close to, like, really doing what I want in life. It took me this long to make this decision. I like, it feels like it's a very baby decision, like a beginner's decision in like being on the path of your own life. But I'm still like, fuck yeah. It's only gonna get fucking better from here. And I'm almost like kind of afraid of how powerful I could be. Because other people, a lot of them
are babies.
They're not.
And now that I've realized, I don't want to be a baby when I'm an adult. And I'm going to be like, you know what? No, thank you. And they're going to be like, what? And you'd be like, I know you're a baby. That's going to suck for you.
I mean...
Because you're old and you're about to die. And you'll never have been a person. You'll just still be a baby.
Oh, God.
No, nah. Yeah. Hannah, welcome. Get into my space, man.
Yeah, dude. It's like... Well, it's like all this time I was just imagining, oh, these people are so huge and strong and scary and powerful. And it's like, No, they're not. They're just a fucking mess like everybody else. And also, they are not as charming and cool as I am. So, like...
I know, dude. I don't have much else.
Yeah,
I
mean, so like, that's what happened.
Yeah.
2 weeks ago.
I'm proud of you, dude. I mean, like, I would love if society was, like, here to reward you, but it won't.
But, you know, I realized I had to trust my ability to survive, which, as I've said before,
has carried you here.
Is so strong because I've been going to this fucking job every day for the past 5 years.
I couldn't have made it this long.
And then also, like, I was like, okay, this is another big thing. So I kind of unintentionally, not even really thinking about it, sort of have not been talking to a person in my life who has been a big person in my life, but also is a huge drain on energy. Just haven't been talking to them. And then I met this nice guy online, been dating this nice guy. It's been going really well. I don't have any, like, expectations, but I'm like, I think having that person not be in my life made space for this person. So, like, you need to follow those instructions. If you're like, then I was like, okay, well, let's extrapolate that. If I remove this job from my life, think of all the stuff. Think of all the space you will have for good stuff. And it was like, that's what my brain, like, my body was telling me over and over and over. And it was like, a freaking, like, beautiful magical rainbow runway that I still ignored for a while, but that, so, and I also realized, like, I had this moment where I was like, okay, but then what if, like, I have a job that I actually enjoy and maybe, like, I'm even in love? That's like asking for too much, right? Like, I can't be happy. And then I was like, okay, this is where you lean into the exact opposite of that. It's like, this is now the time, Hannah Gelb, in your life where you lean into what you want and your desires. And it doesn't matter what they are. But, yeah, like, you wanting to, like, quit this job, like, that is, yes, trust that. Like, lean into that. Do not lean away from it, because that's how you end up, like, being like, how the fuck did I get here? Nothing makes sense when you ignore those feelings. Your whole life is just, dude, a fucking question mark. Like, so, yeah, if I can impart any wisdom to anyone, it is that you already know what you want to do.
You know. You know.
And, like, all the people who you think you're going to disappoint are going to be, like, I thought so many people were going to be like, oh my God, wow, dumb. You've left a job now? Like, what are you, how are you going to, like, everybody was like, oh my God, I am so happy for you. Like, seriously. People want you to be happy.
Yeah, man.
2022!
The people that don't want you to be happy don't love you. Hannah, I'm so proud of you, dude. And I'm so happy for you. And, I mean, this is the work in continuum, and I'm so happy we get to, like, be there. You know, this is the work in continuum. This is it. That's it. And it's gonna, like, I'm floored. When you were like, ah, I put in my resignation, I was like, oh, fuck yeah.
And you, desperate, my friend Hannah Hart, have been so supportive and kind and very patient with me. Well, I was like,
well, spoiler alert, most people are unhappy. So I'm only friends with people who want to be happy. So I will stand by you and support your fight for contentment, personhood, whatever it takes. Like, yeah, Because, like, literally, dude, and I think that when you start to do the daily work of, like, and then I realized I was angry. But it wasn't at my life. It was just deep inside my body. And I get ready to be like, wow.
Seriously, no, people. Like, I didn't.
It's so disappointing. It's so empty. Like, that was why I went dark in 2020. Was because I thought we were all on the same page. And now I'm back because I know we aren't. But I value the people who are here listening to this podcast. My friends who I never doubted for a second. Like, no, yeah. What a special thing to know what it is that you want. And to approve of it is a skill. To be taught and practiced and learned and then taught.
And it'll probably save the world, actually.
The world's fine. Planet will exist. The rock will blow up. You know what I mean? I'm just saying, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, but I guess.
I'm just so proud of you, dude. I'm so proud of you. I'm so proud of you.
Thank you, my friend.
I'm so proud of you.
I'm just so, I mean, I really, like, I was really, it was really bad. I was really thinking, like, I would be better off dead because
you would
every
be.
Year is the same, yeah. Except worse. And I can't do this anymore.
Yeah. You know what I'll do? But live that unhappy until I'm so old, my body dies. I'm like, but literally, you know, but there are people out there who are striving because they're supporting something or doing something. And then in their hearts, they're happy. That's why it's not about the job. It's not about the job. It's about how you feel. Someone else in your position could be like, this is the best job. It's not about the job. It has nothing to do with the scale of things.
And that's also why. It is a gift to the world to leave that fucking job so that someone else could take it who actually would be like, perfect. Now I can done with work. I can go home, whatever. But what I want to say also is I just feel like life has felt so expansive since then. And that's been really great because again, like going from like life is a meaningless trudge of horribleness that is unwinnable to finding joy in like the tiniest things is so great. So please hold on.
I guess going into 2022, if there's something you can't admit to yourself, if there's a truth too heavy to carry, it won't go away. So, TikTok, honey.
But
just
everyone,
look at it. Take care of it. Talk about it.
Everyone comes to these things in their own time. You know, it's not easy.
Yeah. But like, I'm not here to like validate or apologize for a meaningless existence. You know what I mean? Like, I'm just saying, like, if you already know, like, I promise you're going to be okay. Right? Like, yes. At your pace. Mm-hmm. At your own pace. Is that? That's good. That's good. That's good.
Yeah. That's good, buddy.
Great. Best episode we've ever recorded.
Fucking slam dunk.
Slam dunk. Okay, well, let's wrap this up so that I can just make kissy faces at you.
Yes, because also, my friends, do you know what this means? It means I am going to have so much extra time to be on the Twitter and go on Patreon and post silly things like cartoons of me and Hannah being shapes, which I have a draft of. And working on episodes and just like I have so many ideas and I want to actually make them a reality. So,
oh my God, it would be a gift. Such a gift. Great. Well, if you want to be a part of that, check out patreon.com/analyze this or subscribe to this podcast, or just fucking post it or share it with a friend, man.
Yeah, you know, in fact, share it with the person you think would hate it. Because maybe...
Literally send this episode to someone you think won't even listen.
Because who knows? Yeah.
Let's do some, like, weird, fun, subversive advertising.
Yeah!
Let's do, like... you hate somebody? Send them this episode.
Right?
Just, works for me.
Just fucking... It's like... Just confuse the shit out of them.
Literally. Do you have someone that, like, you never want to talk to again? Make sure they see it. No, no, I'm kidding. Don't engage.
No, we're good. Yeah, no. Be safe.
But if you... Please send this episode to your shittiest friend. But no, thank you so much for listening, and I'm so excited to talk to you, Hannah, one-on-one. I hope you guys have benefited from and enjoyed this episode. Please tweet us at HannahLiesPod or at HizzleGizzle, which is Hannah's handle, or me, Harto, or whatever. Nobody talks to us, so talk to us. I have to pee, man.
Yeah, you know what? You're right. Yep. We got to. Yep. That. Thank you so much, guys, for hanging with me for literally the entire length of this podcast.
You mean like from season one to today?
Yeah.
Yeah, no. And you know what, Hannah Gell? Thank you for hanging with me since the day we met to today.
Absolutely, my friend.
Absolutely. All right. Talk to you guys soon.
Bye.